This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, the treasures of King Tut will tour the United States again, more than 25 years after their first visit. But first, the political crisis in Ukraine continues. The country's parliament passed a no-confidence motion in the government of Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, but he says he will not accept his firing and calls the whole thing unconstitutional. Yanukovych is the winner of recent presidential elections in Ukraine, but supporters of rival presidential candidate Viktor Yushchenko allege massive electoral fraud. In recent weeks, Yushchenko's supporters have taken to the streets of the capital, Kiev, to protest. But in the east of the country, Yanukovych has much more support. I spoke earlier with Reuters correspondent Oliver Bulow. He's just returned to Kiev from the Donetsk region in the eastern part of Ukraine.
The situation in Donetsk is almost the exact reverse of what is happening in Kiev, where Kiev is almost entirely decked out with the orange colors of Viktor Yushchenko, the opposition candidate. In the east of the country, which is virtually entirely Russian-speaking, they feel very strong affection for their local, former local governor and locally born boy, Viktor Yanukovych, whose policies and his background in the steel industry they see as being much more appropriate to their lifestyle, which is based around heavy industry rather than the agriculture of the West.
The other Viktor here, Mr. Yushchenko, his color is orange. Is there any sort, and you see that, of course, by the thousands on the streets of Kiev, is there any sort of visual display of the support for Mr. Yanukovych?
Well, they've tried, almost in conscious imitation of what's happening in Kiev, they've erected a stage in the center of Donetsk, which is adorned with portraits of Yanukovych. His supporters mass in the evening after the working day is over, waving blue balloons to support their candidate, waving blue flags, and a lot of banners which show their support for him and his perceived anti-American and pro-Russian stance. Their banners will read things like, "Not your American candidate," which is a conscious play on one of Yushchenko's campaign slogans. The support there is undoubtedly very wide. Anyone you speak to will say that they voted for Yanukovych, and there is also widespread anger in the allegations of fraud from the opposition camp. They see no reason why the almost total support which Yanukovych received in the East should be any less valid than the almost total support that Yushchenko received in the West.
And what are you hearing? I know you were there yesterday, but what are you hearing about this vote today in the parliament, no-confidence vote, putting things right back up in the air? What will be the response there in the east of Ukraine?
Well, in the east, their position is very simple. Yanukovych has already been elected president. He is, as far as they're concerned, the legitimate president of Ukraine, and any attempt to remove him from that post is illegal. They all voted for him. They feel that enough people in the rest of the country voted for him to have won legally and correctly. And as I say, they do not understand why their votes should be discounted. There's a certain amount of talk of moving to Kiev, moving particularly the miners who are ground bed of support for Yanukovych to Kiev. But at the same time, people are very, very cautious. They're very keen to avoid bloodshed because they know that if they came to Kiev in any force, that it might provoke the situation intolerably. At the moment, it's more resentment and less active. But it is possible, just in terms of what people are telling me, that people might decide to move to Kiev if they feel the situation is going strongly against their candidate.
You mean to load people up in vehicles and take them in to demonstrate in Kiev?
Well, yes, it is possible. Though again, some people did come to Kiev, but there were not very many of them, and their demonstrations didn't have much of an impact.
Right. Could the East break away from the West, in your view? Would they want to, even?
Well, some people say, as a final step to defend what they call their rights, meaning their linguistic rights and their cultural rights, then they say they are prepared to contemplate it. But at the same time, people are very, very cautious that any kind of step like that could lead to bloodshed, and people seem genuinely desperate to avoid bloodshed and to avoid going down the route of Yugoslavia or the separatist warfare in Georgia that we saw in the last decade. They're very conscious that this could happen, and so even though they're talking about autonomy, a lot of people in the East, when talked to privately, admit that this is more of a bargaining chip than an actual genuine desire to break away and to move into a state which would be more aligned towards Russia.
Reuters correspondent Oliver Bulow, just back in Kiev from Donetsk in the east of Ukraine. Thank you, sir.
Goodbye.